Okay, we'll be following that story all week, but we're also tracking the fallout today from the letter that a former top Vatican official published yesterday calling for Pope Francis to resign. Archbishop Carlo Vigano says the Pope has known for years about sexual abuse claims against the American Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. McCarrick is the former Archbishop of Washington, and he resigned last month after allegations that he abused young seminarians. This letter was published on an important day for Pope Francis. He was in Ireland, praying for abuse victims and apologizing for the long history of sexual abuse inside the Catholic Church. Joshua McElwee joins us now from Rome. He's a Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. Joshua, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
This letter says that Francis knew all the way back in June of 2013 that Cardinal McCarrick had been sanctioned by Pope Benedict. Is he essentially accusing Francis of a cover-up?
Yeah, so this Archbishop Carlo Vigano, the former ambassador to Washington, is accusing Pope Francis of knowing about Cardinal McCarrick shortly after his election in 2013. He says that he told the Pope about Cardinal McCarrick personally, and that the Pope did not respond and let Cardinal McCarrick continue on and continue to travel around the world and celebrate Mass publicly and be a danger to those around him.
And Vigano would be in a position to know sensitive information. He's the Vatican's former ambassador to the United States. He's also a pretty controversial figure in his own right. I mean, are people taking those allegations seriously?
Well, it's been hard for people to determine exactly what in the letter might be true and what might be kind of just an allegation or a claim. It's an 11-page report filled with allegations about who knew what when about Cardinal McCarrick, who had been a very senior figure in the U.S. Catholic Church. But it also makes a lot of ideological claims that some people are saying makes it look very much written as if it's a document attacking the Pope on that level and not really with facts, but with claims about him being pro some sort of gay agenda. He hasn't presented much proof of, you know, when he says he told the Pope about Cardinal McCarrick in 2013, if there might be some way to verify that or to consider it, you know, an actual factual claim.
And that's what makes, as you say, knowing the truth very complicated here. It sounds like there may be some political considerations, that all of this is exposing some of the internal rivalries within the Vatican. I mean, there's even evidence that Vigano himself covered up a sexual abuse scandal in Minnesota.
Yeah, my publication reported on that in 2016. A criminal investigation of the Archbishop in St. Paul, Minneapolis, produced a memo written by Vigano while he was the ambassador in Washington, directing the Archdiocese to destroy evidence, a letter that he had written about several abuse cases. And so advocates for survivors in the Catholic Church have said, you know, Vigano has his own sins to atone for, to answer for, and it's quite odd to hear him leveling blame at others in terms of this issue of clergy sexual abuse.
Pope Francis was asked about this on the plane ride back from Ireland to the Vatican. You were on that plane. You helped craft the question that was posed to him on that trip. What is Francis saying about these allegations? Because it doesn't sound like it's very much.
Yeah, we decided we wanted to ask the Pope very directly about some of the claims and whether or not they were true. The Pope said he didn't want to reply directly and that he wanted us as journalists to read the letter attentively and that it speaks for itself. And I took that as him saying, you know, there are ideological claims and perhaps unsubstantiated allegations in the letter, and the Pope was pointing at that, but deciding not to address the specific question of whether or not those allegations are true.
Do you think people will be satisfied with that answer?
I think some people already are saying the Pope should speak more clearly, that they want the Pope to say whether or not he was told in 2013 about Cardinal McCarrick. I think, though, the Pope was in a difficult situation in that he was on a two-day trip to Ireland. When this letter came out on Sunday, he was making a pilgrimage to the small town of Knock, and then he had a Mass with 300,000 Irish people in Dublin. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he had the full time to read the 11-page letter and to consider exactly what he wanted to say about it.
And part of that trip to Ireland was the Pope's apology for the clerical sex abuse scandal. How did all of this color his trip to Ireland? I mean, were people who went to see him or people in the country who are his followers, were they affected by this news, and did it color the trip?
Well, the Pope has had a year filled with dealing with the clergy sexual abuse crisis in the church, not just in Ireland, but in the United States, in Chile, in Australia. And leading up to this trip, sexual abuse survivors in Ireland said very clearly they wanted the Pope to apologize and then to go further and admit that there had been a cover-up directed from the Vatican. Several times during the trip this weekend, the Pope did apologize, including to the Irish Prime Minister and the Irish President in his first speech in the country. And then again on Sunday, he had a mass in which during the penitential liturgy, he asked for forgiveness for the church that had committed cover-up, for hadn't protected children. Some of the Irish I spoke to were moved by that, really thought the Pope had done a good job apologizing. But Irish abuse survivors are still wanting more, especially concrete examples of what the Pope is going to do to hold bishops who didn't protect children to account.
Joshua McAwee, Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter in Rome. Joshua, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.